Yes, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Chombe, and my colleague, Zafia.
Good evening, beloveds. My name is Zafia, and I'm here with David.
Yes, we are always very happy to be with you, especially this time with our program, Business and Economic Segment. It's called the Lecture Hall 1. And yeah, we are excited. It's almost the month end. We have around one day. To some, it's the end of the month. But yeah, we are going to take you through this, air evening of the Friday of the 30th. And as it has always been the case, business and economic segment is our and also your favorite platform that we discuss about business and economic matters. It's a platform where we discuss, issues of trade. We look at domestic policies. We look at external policies and everything which affect our bread and butter issues. And we look at various directions and different aspects, especially in line with development of the country. And we are always motivated by the fact that we want to see the Namibia that we want. We want to see the Namibia that we want in terms of advancement, in terms of skills, advancement in terms of the economy, the Namibia where all the citizens have a right and ability to fully participate in economic activities, not only economic discussions like we are doing, but in economic activities. And we are striving toward where everybody is intending to move Namibia, particularly those with positive intention. But we are not only driving the discussion, we are also aiming to make sure that our discussion can, bring about changes in the thinking and the mind of people. So that's why we always make sure that after we discuss about the topic, we always make sure that we open the line so that our dear listeners can engage us in the studio, so that our dear listeners can call us. You can come up with your constructive criticism. You can come up with, different views. And we have this understanding to say, we don't really need to agree with everything that is being said. So that's why we have a strong understanding to say institutions, states, and also corporations are not built by individuals who are only saying yes to everything, but they are built by individuals who can argue at the highest level of their intellectual understanding, to that point that they respect each other and find better and smart ways on innovation and driving institutions forward. So we are going to a short commercial break. Then from there, we are going to look at Eagle FM products. What we offer, how can you get access to us, how can you contact us, and why you shouldn't be left behind in this discussion.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station. Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's
081-410. Good evening, ladies. Ladies and gentlemen, if you just tuned in, this is Business and Economics segment with Zafia and David. So just to give you a bit of what else we do, right? So we also do planning an event in terms of broadcasting your event, as well as you're looking to advertise your business. And we know the only way to get your name out there is by advertising, right? And you would want to do it with the number one radio station, right? Eagle FM. So to advertise with impact, book your spot on Eagle FM. We just don't talk, we show up. From live broadcast to on-site coverage, Eagle FM brings your event to life and we get to where you are, right? Let us make your next event unforgettable. Contact us today to secure your airtime or live coverage package, as well as to stay updated and to stay aware. Follow Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station. You can stay connected with us on X, Facebook, and LinkedIn, as well as follow our WhatsApp page. We keep you updated wherever you are. Now, you can tune into your favorite talk show live or on the go, or catch up later with our podcasts. Perfect for those busy days when you've missed the conversation. Like BES, Business and Economics, is one of them. Now, when you are on your way to church and you forgot the song or hymn book, no need to panic. We've got you covered with our Imba app. You just download it. It's on Google as well as on the App Store. And when you're ready to catch up on news that really matters, explore The Villager, your on-to-go online newspaper for fresh and local stories of business and economics. These three insightful platforms, your radio, your hymn book, and your news, all brought to you by Eagle FM.
Yes, and I just want to emphasize on Eagle FM app. There are those who ask a lot of relevant questions, especially in terms of connections. They're asking, are we connected? Are you not operational anymore? The frequency is not reaching us. And we are always indicating to our dear listeners and also those who are following us to say, make sure that, you move with where the world is going. And we are talking about being in the world of digitalization, And in this sense, I mean, when you talk about digitalization, we talk about you getting connected to Eagle FM app. You can download Eagle FM app, as it was said, which is it's only one of the few apps that are owned by local radio stations. And it's easier to use because you cannot only.
It's time to win your share of 500,000 Namibian dollars in prizes with Vintook Beer. Find one of the 100% real quotes broadcast across Namibia on billboards, in stores, in newspapers, and on social media. Buy any Vintook Beer, SMS the underliner code to 75050, or scan the QR code to enter on WhatsApp. So spot a quote, grab a Vintook Beer, and you could win. Vintook, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly. T's and C's apply.
Yeah, while we are there, I was emphasizing on using of Eagle FM app. Yeah, this is an app that you can use not only when you are in Namibia, but you can use it. It's exactly the same way you use WhatsApp, but this one is a bit more easier to use because when you download it through your Play Store, whatever you use, either you have iPhone, you download, Eagle FM app. When you download it in your phone, you will be able now to listen to the ongoing programs. Like, now other people have already been listening. Other people are still continue downloading the app and listening, to the ongoing shows and ongoing programs. And you can also be able to catch up going to the podcast. That is an open archive. You can go to podcast, then you listen to previous programs. And those previous program, in some situations, you find yourself in a situation where you really want to listen to a program, but you are not there or you are caught up with a different task, can be professional, you know, level task, can be just a busy day. So you can still come back and see what was being talked about at the Business and Economic Segment program, what was being talked about at Home Run, what was being talked about at Social Times, and all those programs that you can, that you are interested in. So I'm encouraging you to continue downloading the app, continue advising one another, particularly those who like follow Giggle FM products, to make sure that you are not left behind. You don't just hear from other people, but you also have, you know, your own app in your phone that you'll be able to listen and also be able to catch up, do your research, and be an individual who understand economic insights, and also somebody who can make long-term important strategic economic decisions. So I think it's the right time to go to a commercial break. Then from there, we are going deep into the conversation for today. Then we are going to give you an opportunity to communicate with us, to give your advice, ask your question, clarification, so that we can see how we can do these things, and how we can build the Namibia that we want, and in fact, the continent that we want, because we are not alone in this continent. I mean, this world, you are connected to a continent and to the globe itself, but the focus is more on how to develop the undeveloped, how to advance the least advanced, and how to see that the conversation will leave the mind of an individual, you know, better than how it was. So we're going to a commercial break, then from there we go straight to the conversation.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Oulio mnangeshefa na wahara kushivifa oma akuro yo kupitira mohorike radio station yo Eagle FM. Enya mukuro olongaha. Ningi kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi konorahe tatu imwe, heali imwe, ne heali, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mwamberewa konorahe tatu natu, mbali ohe tatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Nenge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo mwane oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
No. Yes, welcome to Business and Economic Segment. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment. That is your favorite platform where we discuss economic matters, a platform where we discuss business matters, continental issues, and also issues of international trade, development, and everything which has to do with an advancement of human being, and also issues of bread and butter. So, what do we have on the table today?
So, if you're wondering...
Yeah.
We're asking a bold question tonight.
Yeah.
Do we have a balance in African continental leadership?
Yeah.
Because here's the thing.
Yeah.
When we talk about Pan-Africanism.
Yeah.
When we talk about African unity and integration, we must also look at who is leading the charge.
Yeah.
Is there equitable representation across the board?
Mm.
Or is there a, a quite imbalance that's influencing how Africa moves forward. So guys, grab a seat if you're not seated.
Yeah.
Join the conversation because for the next hour, we're diving deep.
Yes, I think that is a good question. Maybe before we go to the conversation of today, we just need to start asking ourselves these questions to say, how come Africa is regarded as the richest continent among all in the world in terms of natural resources?
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, the same statistics also contradicting ourselves. Mm-hmm. The poorest continent in terms of economic growth,
mm-hmm.
and also one of the poorest continents in the world where people are living in absolute poverty with less than $2 a day or struggling to access the basic needs. Now, yes, we can argue differently about being colonized,
mm-hmm.
but what happened after the end of the war? What happened after the end of the war? Then what happened of building the Africa that you want and building the institutions that you want? And I think before we go to balance in terms of leadership, maybe we just need to ask ourselves questions to say, are we united as Africans, just as citizens? You can start asking yourself this question.
Hmm.
How do you view somebody from West Africa, for example? Or how do you view somebody from North Africa? Let's leave SADC. We already know what we think about people. Do we have that spirit of unity? And as citizens, we start with. Then before we go to the leadership of the institutions. Then from there, we are also be able to go to some of the few statistics, not really statistics, but well-known facts about continental leadership, especially those key institutions which are driving the continent or have a say in African continental issues. We're going to look at the leadership of African Union Commission. We're going to leave away the African Union in general because they always have a political leadership, but the political leadership does not really have power.
Mm.
But we're going to look at how did Africa progress in terms of the leadership of African Union Chairperson of the Commission. We are going to also touch at the Pan-African Parliament. How is the leadership there? And we are also going to look a little bit of what have happened in the recent days when they elected the new president of African Development Bank. Just those three institutions. Now, one of the things that have been seen when you have African continental engagement is the dominance of Francophone countries.
Mm.
The former French colonies. They are dominant, they are many in numbers, and they don't give an opportunity to others. And I'm saying this with much respect because I'm not making it up because we are not Francophone. I'm saying this because we have statistics in front of us, and we are going to show you after this short commercial break how things have been going.
It's time to win your share of 500,000 Namibian dollars in prizes with Windhoek Beer. Find one of the 100% real quotes broadcast across Namibia on billboards, in stores, in newspapers, and on social media. Buy any Windhoek Beer, SMS the underliner code to 75050, or scan the QR code to enter on WhatsApp. So, spot a quote, grab a Windhoek Beer, and you could win. Windhoek, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly. T's and C's apply.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet?
Yes, we are continuing with business and economic segment. Today we are looking at continental issues. We are looking at not really controversial topic, but a topic which need to be addressed, especially when we are looking at the driving of African, African Union as an institution, or the driving of Africa as a continent, because we cannot accomplish plans that we have while we are not giving each other equal opportunities. Because Zafia, if you are in the same house,
mm-hmm.
then we have plans of, traveling, or plans of buying certain things.
Mm.
But in terms of distribution of resources in the house, we are not the same. How can we work together in that if I'm always feeling that it's only Zafia who is getting the attention, or it's only Zafia who is having enough resources? Because just one Let's look at the African Union Commission, because we are starting at 2002.
Mm.
Let's not go back to time of trouble, time of OAU and all those things. Let's start to where the Africa is also seeing the world, where Africa is also regarded as be able to sit on the table, because after the Secretary General of OAU from 1989 to 2001, we have at number two we have Mr. Amaras Easy from Cote d'Ivoire. That is a French-speaking country, Cote d'Ivoire, who have been leading African Union Commission from 2002 to 2003. Then from there we have Alpha Omar Kanore, leading African Union Commission from 2003 until 2008. It's a Francophone, it's a French-speaking countries.
Mm.
Then from there we have Gabon. Gabon is also from the same, almost the same region, French-speaking, and it says a lot. Chairperson of African Union Commission. Now, here is what is very interesting. After three consecutive chairpersons, then they throw in Dlamini Zuma. I don't want to say she was put there because she's a woman, but she became the chairperson from 2012 to 2017. That's also good. Then from there we go back again to where we came from. Then Chad, this man have been elected twice. 2017 to 2020, 2025. That is Faki Mahad. Now, just recently, again, we also have Mohamed Ali, who was who beat some of the contestants from SADC region. Because when you look at this, we have around six chairperson of African Union Commission. Then you only have one from SADC region, and it says a lot. And 80% of this respected representative of African Union are from Francophone countries. Then the question that you are asking yourself is that, how is Africa presenting itself at an international level? Because if you are the chairperson of the commission, you are like, in fact, you are like this, the CEO, because the president is just a symbolic to head, you know, president's meetings and all those things. But this guy is the one who has power. When you go to international level, it's like the CEO. Then the question that we need to ask ourselves is that, what is the relationship between French-speaking people or French colonies and English colonies? Are we divided because of how we were colonized, or are we divided by regions? These are some of the things that we need to ask ourselves, and how can we solve this problem? Because interestingly, let's leave AU Commission, then you go to Pan-African Parliament. With Pan-African Parliament, there is a bit of a mixture, but in terms of regional representation, in terms of regional representation, what is very interesting is also that Chad took a lead. Then we have Nigeria, you also have Cameroon, then you have currently we have one who is from Zim, but in 2023 there was a trick to remove him already, because he was not mixing, he was not part of the plan, and there was a lot of fight. For those of you who follow international relation, you have seen in I think from 2021 there have been a lot of fights in Pan-African Parliament, where SADC was united for the first time. That time when I think it's Venani, it's Malema, and all other people, they were united to say, let us have somebody from SADC, because this thing will not work. This thing will not work. I think you can recall by that time, there was a lot of fight and a lot of threats also were given. But this person did not just come there because he was able. He came there because of the situation. Mm. In fact, he was not wanted. But the thing that we are trying to say here is that, if now you have a lot of people who are speaking the same language, they have numbers, how can you integrate Africa if you are operating like that? If you are operating like that. Then, recently, we are not talking this thing because we were defeated in terms of all the institutions. Maybe
no,
because
it's just, we just basically bring the reality.
Yeah, just the reality on the ground. Now, the operation of African Development Bank, I mean the operation of African Union, there are structures. Like you have a commission, you have a parliament which, with its presidency, then you have the bank where the money is. Now, when you look at where the money is, let's start from 1964, Senegal, Francophone, Côte d'Ivoire, Francophone, Côte d'Ivoire again, Francophone, then you have Ghana and Zambia, then it went back again, it went back again to Senegal, Francophone, Morocco, this one is Arabic, then you have Rwanda, you have Nigeria, now you have Mauritania. So what is very interesting here is also that apart from the language, there's also an issue of regions. There's also an issue of regions because the Western countries, they have numbers. Nigeria is a key player in African, when you have Nigeria,
in
population, when you have Nigeria, you have numbers. But when you look at the African Development Bank, it was only in 1980 where you have somebody from Sudan. The rest
has never come back.
They never come back. Because this thing, okay, you can talk about competency, but there's also issue of numbers. If you are the majority, even if you don't know things.
But my problem is, me and you see that.
Yeah.
Are you telling me our African leaders don't see that or what?
No, they see it, but there's numbers. There's one thing which was said by Venani at the Pan-African Parliament, where they're arguing about this thing because the French-speaking people and Eastern-speaking people, they always, because most of these guys, they speak almost the same language. They always, caucus together. And they are a lot in numbers, even 100%. Then he said, no, man, you guys, even if we are going back to re-election, don't use the tyranny of numbers to bypass this process. He said that, and he made sense. He made sense because whatever you do, whether you are a best candidate, numbers always talk. And these guys are not being elected really based on what you can do, but based on regions and based on the language that they speak. Now, when you look at this guy from Zim, the one who is leading Pan African Parliament, he was supposed not to lead that until they will have to go to court. They go to African Union court, then they got a legal opinion. Now, the question that we're asking ourselves, we don't want to look at African continent. We are using African continent as a case study, but let's look at ourselves as individuals. How do we behave in our society, and how are we willing to integrate with other people from, other countries? How do we accommodate foreigners? Because this is not only a perspective of those who have power to make decisions. It's also giving a perspective of somebody from the ground. Because if your leader can do like this, what about you? What do you think about other people from Africa? And how are we going to move forward? Those are some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves.
And those power dynamics are often seen in factors like impacting factors like policy priorities, youth inclusion, trust and legitimacy.
Yeah.
Those are things that plays, the power dynamics plays a role in that.
Yeah.
Because now the thing is, so we are basically going to make decisions not based on the whole of Africa, but on those that influence.
Yeah, it's mostly the West and the East.
Yes, and we know that especially the French, the Francophone or the French dominated or previously colonized countries.
Yeah.
They play a very big role in this.
Yeah.
Because they speak the same language.
Hmm.
They were colonized by the same colonizer.
Yeah.
And
they are French in their own mind. They are French. They are not African.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's, and if leadership is skewed, we risk politics that favor certain regions or blocks over others consciously or not.
Yeah. And the other thing is, it's a fact, the other thing also, which we need to look at is that, I think French colonies was, I mean, the colonialism of French was a bit intense and very painful to say.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the records and what happened after that. Because in most cases, when you are colonized by French, when they are gone, you still have to pay colonial tax. Thank you, uncle, you colonized us, we are still going to pay you, and we are still going to trade you with this way, and we are still going to use your money. That's why when you look at the structure of Africa, how it is, there is a region called the Sahel regions.
Mm.
Those countries, the one who decided to overthrow their president. Most of these countries are led by military guys. Most of these countries are led by military guys. The likes of your favorite, Traore. Traore and others. But what this is telling you is to say, what if African leaders become so genuine to say, let us not use numbers. Maybe there is something that we can learn from the northern part of Africa. There's something that we can learn from SADC regions. Because some of these countries, when you look at their democracy, are a bit stable. They are not that good, but they are a bit stable. But why can't you accommodate these people? Because if we are continue doing like this, it's no more a tribal war. It's a matter of language. And we are not going to have Africa, integrated Africa, if we continue to be like this. And this thing of African Continental Free Trade Agreement, I think, is going to be a dream if you continue to be like this, because I think they don't tell you, but they are feeling the pain. Even our leaders, they are feeling the pain.
I think also there's a disconnect as well as unrepresented. You know, they feel that unrepresented, especially SADC.
Yeah.
You know? And this discourages active participation.
Yeah.
And I think it's also one of the reasons why Africa does not stand, you know, like 100% together like that. If you can compare a continent like the EU.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
And I think there is talks of even, but we only started now. That's why SADC started on their own to say, you know what, let's do where we can travel without visas among us.
Yeah.
But I mean, we're supposed to have Africa as an inclusive talks on that.
Yeah, I think it's high time now because a leader is a citizen who is elevated by other citizens to represent the country. At the beginning, you are just an ordinary person walking in the street like anybody else. But I think it also starts with the mentality of you being colonized. What do you think? And what do you think about other people? Because if you want to look at this very well, just ask a Namibian, what do you think about Angolans? Our people who saved us during the hard time. When we are refugees in their countries, what do you think about them? Just an ordinary Namibian, a young person, say, no, this guy is from Angola, or this guy is from Zambia or Zim. There's a bit pause that this person will bring about, unless this person has a little bit of international exposure. But this pause, it was instilled to us to say, if somebody is speaking like this, if somebody is like this, we can't really do business with this person, because We are most likely to do business with Botswana than Angolans. But these are the guys who are accommodating us just because of that difference in terms of the official language and all those things. They brought a bit of a distance. And I'm agreeing with you to say there's a bit of disconnect. But there's not really to say a bit, there's a disconnect. And this thing need to be sorted out before we start talking about the African dream. Because the African dream will just continue to be a dream if, you know, we don't do what is need to be done, which is full integration. Because when you look at when you also look at these countries, when you look at these countries like what they do, decision which they make, I know they are not working in silo, but when you look at for example issues of AU itself and African Development Bank itself, you have a say from the US. You have a say from Japan. You have a say from other stakeholders in that, because they give you money. And it's affecting how you do things, and you are not independent. Then the question you're asking yourself, have you ever done that to other continent, or is it only being done to us? Because there's some of the things that we need to ask ourselves. And if we are united, could we allow those things to happen? Yeah.
And it's also continental integration isn't just about trade deals or summits.
Yeah.
You understand? We do so many summits in our African continent. It's about shared ownership of the African future. And if key decisions are always led by West or North, then East and Southern Africa risk becoming spectators in their own destiny. Basically, just, it's like the children.
Mm.
They can only, they only spectate. They can only, they can't inclusively participate.
Yeah, they cannot inclusively participate. And there's always somebody who is going to suffer. You know, there's a lady, it's a chairperson of African Leadership Institute something. I know it's from, it's a lady from Nigeria who was speaking at one of the international presentations. There was even a chairperson of African Union. Mm. Yeah, her name is Julia Gichuru. So it's CEO of African Leadership and Dialogue Institute. Now she indicated to say, no, you know, African leaders, they look like they think the same. They look like they are together in terms of picture and all those things. But when you look at things which are being done, she was giving an example of what happened to Libya, because Libya is a country in Africa. Now it's not a country. It's a divided country in Africa. Yeah. When Gaddafi was being attacked by his own people, there was a little bit of chaos and assistance from external forces. Then I think it's President Zuma and other African presidents say, no, we are going to mitigate that situation, and we are going to set a diplomatic envoy so they can solve the problem. Apparently, and it was said by a lot of, I think it's what it is, they receive a call from NATO to say, you guys, when you are going there, we are not going to guarantee your security. Imagine you are in your own continent, you are solving your own issue in your in your own country. Then I'm calling you from outside to say, no, Zafia, if you go to the corner of your house, I'm not going to guarantee your safety. Yeah, I'm not going to guarantee your safety. Or if you touch one of your kids who is doing certain things which is wrong, I'm not going to guarantee your safety. And she was making a lot of sense when she spoke about that, to say, the problem is African leadership, or the problem with African people. We are not united. That's why problems will continue to be associated with Africa. And it's going to take us a long time for us to move forward.
And that is the advantage that the West uses.
Yeah. No, it's advantage that the West uses.
I'm not doing it in a bad way, but for catalysts, it's a great platform. The fact that you are divided.
Yeah.
Because remember, a house divided in itself cannot stand.
When
we are together, united, that's when we can actually start building. But for us to start building, it needs some egos to go to rest.
Yeah, some of the things must go to rest. And this thing of entitlement and, you know, because if you want to say that we still have a long way to reach our dream, or to reach our goal that is on the table, Agenda 2063. Look at the behaviors and the thinking of African leaders. Are we still Pan-Africanist the way they have been during liberation struggle? Are they still have that sense of Pan-Africanism? Yes, maybe on paper, but I'm not seeing it. Are the African leaders united? I do not think so. Just maybe in terms of diplomacy. They can go there, can smile, they can put on that brilliant smile, then I go home. But in terms of real issues, I don't think so. Because if it was the same, we can't be bullied by other countries which know that even if they are coming to do something to you, no one can come and protect you. And those are some of the things that we really need to think. Because for this thing to come about, it should not only start with leader, it should start with us, either young people and elders, to say, what does it mean to be an African? Just last weekend we celebrated African 62 anniversary of African unity. And when you look at the progress, what we have discussed about, you realize to say there's a lot of things need to be done, although there are a lot of challenges. So dear listeners, we have around 10 minutes before we come to the end of our conversation. You can engage us in the studio at
083-288-401.
083-288-401. We are going to a commercial break, then we can come to look at the
people. Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Olium Nangeshifa, Noahara Kushivifa, Oma Kuroyo Kupitira Mohorike Radio Station, Eagle FM, Enyamukuro Olongaha. ningi kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi konorahita tuimwe heali imwe ne heali imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116 mamberewa konorahita tu natu mbali o hetatu batatu ne nola no natu ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station. Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba.
Yes, welcome back to Business and Economic segment with me, David Shombe, and Zafia Basson. We have around 5 minutes. And while we are talking about imbalance in terms of African continental leadership, it's also the time that as an individual, we should ask ourselves those difficult questions to say, what does it mean for you to be an African? And can you really succeed in this well-connected or globalized world without you understanding what it means to be a Pan-Africanist and also what it means to connect with countries or to connect with people from other countries? Do you really think as a nation we can move forward without the assistance of other African countries? Or do you really think Namibia only needs SADC for it to move forward? This question you have to ask yourself. Let's take a call on it.
Good evening, Eagle FM. Hello?
Hello?
Eagle.
Yes.
Okay, if you call, please, you're welcome to call back.
Hello?
Yes, good evening, please.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
Ms. Bazon, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you doing?
Yeah, fine, thank you. I, Bazon is easy for me to pronounce.
Unlike who?
I've worked with Bazon for many, many, many years. So it won't be a problem. You need to say I spare it, I can spare it. I only know that they are going to receive me double S there.
Put wonderful. Yes.
So, well, it's true. I don't think there is anyone who can go it alone.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when we are now, whether in the business, even in the family cycle.
Yeah. Mm.
So people are dependent upon each other. So for many reasons, Not necessarily that maybe this one is weak because you have to rely on this and things like that.
Yeah.
But in terms of trading,
yeah.
In terms of many, many other structure, whether it's the domestic, it could be domestic laws or international laws and all those rules.
Yeah.
Well, of course, there are maybe where sometimes they might not be applicable,
mm-hmm.
but in general, the world is really becoming a global village.
Mm-hmm.
And it requires people to have this network. They have to be interconnected.
Yeah.
And really exchange, you know, tradings and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have this A, and then the other one has got that product, then you do transactions. The only problem, the imbalance is only observed when the, you know, some of those ones, they are really powerful in terms of economy.
Yeah.
And the population and other issues.
Yeah.
So sometimes they dictate to others and then they want others to follow their own principle and without considering their own needs.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of bargaining, sometimes you see, even this International Monetary Fund.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the way they give us some kind of condition. So you have to restructure your things and downsize your government employees and all these structures.
Yeah.
And we also know that we do not have the capacity.
So that
we do not have that much capacity.
Yeah.
Like the, and the, you know, instead of helping us to build our capacity, sometimes they become very, you know, unfriendly. The war that is going on there, you can see that people need to really speak with one voice.
Yeah,
all
yeah.
those balances and things like that, they require some kind of conscious leadership and persuasive kind of leadership so that the way there is conflict. So need to be, to find some kind of best alternative method of resolving those kind of disputes and conflict and difference.
Conscious leadership. Were you a diplomat before? Why are you speaking like that?
I mean, I've just learned most of the things that I'm learning from Google also.
Okay. No, we got a new one now. Conscious leadership. Okay.
No, it's fine. I think we just need to support them.
Yeah.
Because many times we also do not give, we give them too much pressure.
Yeah.
And they get confused sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So that I think we can really support them in their visions and things like that. And we dedicated our efforts to, you know, to be more patriotic.
Yeah.
Many a times, sometimes we do not want to be patriotic. We just want to go and develop there. But we are here. I've heard of people who are saying, so when they go there,
yeah.
as graduates, they cut, the, you know, this go, pigs.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Feed the pigs. You are a graduate, but here you cannot even do a cleaning job as a graduate. But
yeah.
there they do this. So this kind of thing.
Okay.
That's what.
Thank you.
Thank you so welcome, much for your contribution.
Welcome, madam.
Okay. Have a blessed night, right?
The same to you, madam.
Thank you so much, sir.
Yes.
Yeah, uncle, work with your uncle.
Yeah, he actually gave sound advice to say we should have active, sound,
and conscious,
leadership.
Yeah.
So, he actually, on my final words, he pushed a bit of that of saying, you know, we should also have transparent and rational leadership structures, language inclusivity.
Yeah.
Now we know that is a very big con, and we all know that the only communication that actually joins us all together is English at this moment.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
And above all, a pan-African mindset that values competence and representation over geopolitics.
Yeah.
And with that, my friends, I leave you in the wonderful hands of Uncle Fly
and Nalwanda.
Yes. Let's build a continent where leadership is about not divisions, but inclusion.
Indeed.
Unity, vision, and shared purpose.
And I think with those words, African Agenda 2063 will not be a dream anymore, but it has to be a reality.
Mm.
If we just apply what was said and implement conscious leadership like what the caller have said. So I think with this word, we are going to leave you in the good hands of what it has been said, Uncle Fly and Naluvanda. So thank you. Until next time. See you on Monday.
Adios. Bye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Olium Nangeshifa, Noahara Kushivifa, Oma Kuroyo Kupitira Mohorike Radio Station, Oyo Eagle FM, Enya Mukuro Olongaha, Ningekwatafano na Monica, Kushikondoshe Pindi, Konorahita Timwe, Heari Imwe, Ne Heari, Imwe Imwe, Nohamano. That is 0817147116, Mamberewa, Konorahita Tunatu. Bali oheta tuvatatu
omutia wetutura kabona imatina omjo chikao shafata na nana longeshifa ya ishiwike moshiwana iyo moyawo otaingongotisa mwene anageshifa ya Namibia ombitombwa na wa onjika seitha nina omayaguro nirandikoma yoe yongeshifa yoyo kupitira mo Eagle FM Media House ngwe tuende timeneha uka kombanga nina kara omkwashi fregi uimopo yo mo programa deto Moambo, dengera selma, kodara heta tuimu. Datunda tu, heari hamano tano, oliyaj. Eagle FM, the
eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not fraud, it's a scandal. Scandal. Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. Mm. And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.